You are listening to Activate Evolution, a gateway to infinite possibilities with Jules Arness. Is your soul craving and longing to remember your path and your mission? Are you ready to activate your evolution? Connect to your heart, take a deep breath, and start your journey to infinite possibilities. Blessings, soul family. This is Evolution, a pathway to infinite possibilities. And I want to invite you in to looking at spiritual discipline. Another word you could put here would be self-discipline. And in so many teachings that are out there right now, I think we kind of bypass the importance of what spiritual discipline actually is and when it's appropriate to choose self-discipline over creating decisions based on emotion or mental response. And when I want to back that up. I also want to put in here where we are making our choices from is truly everything. A lot of you will hear me say, always make your decisions based on divine guidance. But if we are trying to create a decision and we are already in an emotional response, or we're choosing something based on creating an emotion, we aren't always going to be able to connect to the divine and feel the divine yes. So sitting with a decision long enough that the chemical response of the body can actually calm down, and that we can actually move back into our heart space and listen to the divine guidance. I find that most divine guidance is the exact opposite of what our ego minds would have us do. And this is where self-discipline is so important, is that we can take the time to look at our thoughts, our emotions, and what is actually going on within ourselves as information, versus looking at our emotions and our thoughts in order to seek the choice of what it is that we're supposed to do. Because if we are basing our choice on mental and an emotion, then most often we're going to say no if it's uncomfortable. And the divine most often will put us in places where we're going to feel uncomfortable, because the divine is bringing us into that abstract frequency or the places that we may not feel comfortable in. This is where we surrender to the trusting of the divine guidance itself, instead of searching for safety or the answer within our emotions or our mental programming. So just taking a moment to really look at your life and where maybe you're giving up because you're feeling uncomfortable, where you're basing decisions on creating an emotion. There's a difference between taking an inspired action and taking action based on looking for the outcome of an emotion. When we choose our circumstances, or if we make big choices, even small choices, based on creating an outcome, most often we are making that decision on the outcome bringing us not only the emotion, but the ability to feel safe within a decision. So if we're basing a decision on emotion, we are most often going to repeat patterns. We're going to wonder why our lives haven't changed. And we're going to wonder why, when making the choice that we thought was going to make us happy, isn't actually making us happy. Because when we are making our choices based on our mental programming and our emotion, we repeat cycles and we get more of what we have. So going into spiritual discipline, what does spiritual discipline actually mean? Well, for me, it's the ability to keep going even when it's uncomfortable. And that doesn't mean that we go against the need to rest or the need to just take a moment to reset before we move forward. But just because something gets uncomfortable does not mean that it isn't right for us. To create big changes in life, there's going to be times where it's uncomfortable. And whether this is uncomfortable because we're doing something we don't want to, or it's uncomfortable because we have to put in more effort than we thought that we would have to, or is it the discipline to bypass making choices based on emotion and mental programming? That in itself is a huge spiritual discipline, because when we are creating our choices again based on our mental programming or emotion responses, we are going to only get more of what we already have. So bringing in self-discipline, let's just say it's something about trying to lose weight. And we hit this place where our emotions are heightened and we aren't feeling good. And we're looking for something to make us feel comfortable, something to cope with the stress that we are feeling. In this moment, we have a choice. We have the choice to go and binge or eat things that we know aren't going to make us feel well afterwards, because we are looking to cope with the stress or the uncomfortableness that we are feeling. Or we can bypass what our mind is telling us, what our emotions are telling us, use them as information of, oh, I'm stressed right now, and everything in me wants to release the stress or cope with the stress and the unsafety that I'm feeling, and go and eat something that I know is not going to be in my best interest. Or I can take the moment to read that information and then make a conscious choice for what is going to be in my best interest. And that may be to go for a walk, to do jumping jacks, to put on some high vibrational music, to listen to a high vibe podcast. I choose to do something to attune my frequency at a higher level. And then once the emotional response or the stress has actually passed and I've started attuning to a higher frequency, I can then make a conscious choice of what is going to be best for me. That is spiritual discipline. It's the ability to allow an emotional response or mental programming to pass, and then creating a choice in a higher frequency or from the conscious part of our mind. And what I mean by the conscious part of our mind is the part of us that can actually be in the witness to our own programming and make choices beyond our programming. We can look at our programming for information. Knowing what our programming is important, because by seeing what our programming is, we know that we can create choices beyond our own programming. That is spiritual discipline. Let's say that you had the hit that you're supposed to start your own business, and you get really excited, you feel the inspiration, you feel the divine pouring into you. So you say yes. In the moment that you say yes, really sit in that yes. Invite the divine to come in and fill every ounce of you with that yes. And then say, show me. Show me the next step. In that next step, no matter how scary it may feel, we say yes to it. And then let's say there's a couple yeses more and you're $10,000 down in investing in this new company, and you start to feel the stress of, I'm not seeing an outcome of my divine yes. And maybe I made the wrong decision. Maybe this is too hard for me. Maybe this just was never supposed to be something that I was supposed to do. And the mental programming that's trying to keep you safe from making a mistake, from being in failure, from, you know, creating something that you've never created for, you start to interrupt the pattern that was created between you and your divine. These are the moments that self-discipline, spiritual discipline, is so important, because in that space of feeling uncomfortable, and if we are searching for that high, that inspirational yes that we had at the very beginning to be what we base all of our decisions on afterwards, we have just bypassed what it means to be in divine guidance. Being in divine guidance does not mean that you are going to feel amazing through the entire journey. Because being in divine guidance is bringing you out of your own programming. It's bringing you out of living from the choices that are based on creating an emotion or whether or not you are going to be safe. Until we start to live our lives in that abstract frequency and allow the divine to consistently pour into us, we will be pulled back into our own programming. We will question our decisions that were based in the divine frequency. And then as we practice spiritual discipline and we get stronger in knowing what it feels like to choose beyond our programming and our emotional responses, we are going to have to move to a place where we are willing to see our emotional programming and our mental programming as just information. The more we practice it, the more the divine energy within us starts to feel more real than our own programming. I'm going to say that again. It becomes more real than our own programming. It still doesn't mean that we're going to feel amazing all the time. But when we are triggered, we clearly can see that we've moved into a space of feeling unsafe. We can nurture ourselves in that space and say, yes, I feel unsafe right now. I feel afraid. I don't know where this is going to take me. But I also know what it feels like to cave in to emotional and mental programming over saying yes to my divine. And then saying yes to the divine becomes a way of life. Saying yes to energies outside of our mental and emotional programming is truly becomes a way of life. And I think that's why I like to say life becomes our spiritual practice. Because we can become so aware of the information within our own programming and have the ability to choose beyond it really opens us up to what I always call the miracle pattern. It's a process, and it does take self-discipline to get there. That spiritual discipline of, am I choosing because I want to feel comfortable all the time? What am I choosing in my life because it's more comfortable to either not do something that I know that I should, or to say no to something that I know I should be saying yes to? Because I'm too uncomfortable to say yes. Really sit and be honest with yourself right now. What are you supposed to say yes to in this moment? What are you supposed to say no to? And what have you started that you're starting to question because you're not seeing the outcome that you thought was going to happen? Or it's just so uncomfortable that you're questioning your decision. Go back to the moment that you got the hit to say yes. Because the truth is that spiritual discipline is a space where you cannot fail. because in that space, you are consistently turning to the divine frequency. Every time you choose gratitude, you choose the space of the unknown, you choose the space of creating something that hasn't been created yet. Are you here to be a change maker? And if you are, it is time to master self-discipline. It is time to put self-discipline and spiritual discipline at the top of the list. Because when we commit to ourselves in this way, we allow ourselves to move through the uncomfortable in ways that we may not be aware that we weren't doing before. And we start committing to our yeses in a more devoted way. And that devotion comes from knowing that when we say yes to something, and we say yes to things outside of our own programming, that in itself takes self-discipline. That in itself takes self-discipline. If we start our choices from that space and then we commit to self-discipline and really taking the action steps, even when it's hard, even when we don't want to, even when our emotional body is resisting, I'm going to tell you something. When we base our decisions on what emotion we are feeling, we become the victim of our own experience. We become the victim of our own programming. There's a difference between a feeling and an emotion. An emotion is based on programming. A feeling is a knowing. That is where we always want to move into before making a decision. And if that means we wait before making the decision, then we wait before we make the decision. And we really get to that place of, I know this is what I'm supposed to do. And when we start a journey from that place, we are unstoppable, because no matter how hard it gets, we know this is what we are here to do. As change makers and way showers, we are butting up against collective consciousness, the programming that has been laid out, a matrix system that we very easily could get sucked into. But when we are saying yes to something from a knowing, that place of the divine frequency within us, and then our own DNA, we are unstoppable. Nothing can stand in our way except for ourselves. Just taking a moment right now, and we're going to go in and just do a quick process to raise our frequency, really attuned to the beautiful divine guidance within us, and allow ourselves to truly step into what it is to master self-discipline and honoring ourselves for choosing self-discipline over choosing through our emotions or mental programming. In the beginning, it is harder. That's why it's called discipline. But the more that we practice it, the easier it gets and the more comfortable it feels to be uncomfortable and to really step in to the frequency of what it is to be a way shower and a light worker. That when things get a little hard, it only makes us strong, because we know in those moments that the divine has chosen us to rewire the very matrix of the illusion that it was hard to begin with. So let's take our hands and just place them on our hearts, taking in a deep breath, inviting the divine to come in to inform and infuse, filling you with grace, allowing this grace to move into every cell and every molecule of your body, feeling your body as it raises in frequency as you are uplifted, inspired, and just invite that divine frequency to amplify within each cell of your body And just noticing that when you invite this energy to come in and amplify, that your frequency raises even more as you begin to release any resistance. How it feels so good to just to surrender to this frequency within you, that this is the truth. This is your truth, this space right here. And we'll do a quick Om codes as I move into the recorder cell in the center of the physical mind, this physical brain. And as we enter, we're going to clear a few belief systems just for awareness that they are there. I clear, cancel, and delete that if something is uncomfortable, it is not right. I clear, cancel, and delete. If I feel fear around making the wrong decision, I should not make one. I clear, cancel, and delete. If I am questioning my decision, it means I was wrong. I clear, cancel, and delete. If something is hard, then it's not divine guidance. Just taking a deep breath as we call in the rainbow light to clear, cancel, and delete the need to make decisions based on emotional programming or mental programming. As the rainbow light clears, cancels, and deletes, if it is hard, if I am uncomfortable, if I feel afraid, it is not spiritual guidance. We'll bring in the I am. I make decisions based on the divine frequency. I am willing, I am able, and I am committed to spiritual discipline. My body knows what it feels like to bypass emotional response in making decisions and can read them as information. And then I allow the divine energy within me to expand, guide, and support. I call in the frequency of this guidance. I am willing and I am able to ask for stamina when I need it, to ask for strength when I need it, and surrendering into that energy. As I move into the nucleus of the cell, we're identifying the negative code that was turned on, where we think that our environment, our emotions, and our mental programming is our guidance system of creating choice. And we're clearing negative 1, 9, 5, 4, 3, 9. We'll watch it move into random form as we pull it through the double helix into source frequency, as it moves into the particles of possibility, into the probability of the divine expression of positive 9, 2, 1, 4, 9, 5. We'll allow it to sequence and activate the energy centers of the mind that hold this divine intelligence, as the hydrogen bonds of every cell of your body activate and are attuned to this beautiful expression as they click together, creating a system of intelligence for you to identify within when you need strength, guidance, and support. And just taking in a deep breath, allowing the divine frequency to expand feeling the freedom. And then we say, thank you. I love you. It is time. And it is done. Now it is time to take what you have just been given from the divine and use it in your life. Step fully into your power. It is time to be bold. It is time to be big. And we make big changes by committing to the choices that were based on decisions made outside of our programming. It all starts right there. And then we continue to be in self-discipline, spiritual discipline, as we take action, even when it's uncomfortable. Sending you so much love and a great big hug. Until we meet again, it is time to step in to your highest potential. Are you ready to take the next step into infinite possibilities? We invite you to discover more ways to play at activateevolution.com.